That was a beautiful sequence we just did. Thank you. That was excellent. Almost came out of my chair. As Father Sonny mentioned, today is everyone's birthday. Everyone, that is, who is the church. And that, of course, is us. Because we are celebrating Pentecost. And it is the birthday of the church. And as you can see, we're all red. Red banners, red vestments, a red book, a red gospel. We've got our binders over there with many announcements later on. Sorry. And Father Sonny and I actually were thinking about coloring our hair red. You know, I think it looked pretty good on him. On me, though, it might look like Bozo with a haircut. And maybe Thomas would have joined us. That would have looked fantastic. All that red hair flowing. Anyways. So it is our birthday today, and guess what? That makes us really, really old. Centuries old. Not really. But actually, we are very young. Brand new, as a matter of fact, because the Holy Spirit renews in us the innocence of our youth. The innocence of our youth. Shares with us the purity of Christ Himself, who is forever young, making us new creations in Christ. And these are not just words, these are actuality. Yes, it was on this day, 50 days after Christ rose from the dead and ascended into heaven eventually, that he sent the Holy Spirit upon his disciples, and they began the missionary work of the church. It was the fulfillment of the promise Christ had made to his apostles that we just heard in the gospel today, to send the Holy Spirit to begin the work of guiding them and all who would come to believe into all truth and to glorify Christ Himself. It is the same work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in us today so that we too can be His witnesses. And He does this primarily through the gifts that we received when we were baptized. Now, I don't know what gifts you received when you were baptized from your parents or your friends or whatever, but I'm not talking about those gifts, not like a rosary and a prayer book. Those are great. But these gifts are the gifts that the Holy Spirit gave us. And there are seven of those. And they are what we as Christians live our lives by, day in and day out. Now, in our second reading from Galatians, Carl mentioned the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, those are different. So when you think of the gifts, don't think of the fruits, because they come from the gifts. But they are the vital help that God gives us so that we can live for His glory. And as St. Thomas Aquinas said, the glory of God is the human person fully alive. So these seven gifts, they don't limit us. They don't restrict us. They actually free us to live our lives fully in loving God and loving our neighbor. Now, I don't know if any of you can list all seven of them. Some of you probably can. But everyone, I think, knows a few of them at least. They are fear of the Lord, piety, fortitude, knowledge, understanding, counsel, and wisdom. Everybody knows probably the one they know is wisdom. And I'm going to briefly describe them, but as I do that, I want you to think how really big, how much of a big part of your life they actually are, and how very important it is for you in your day-to-day lives. You may not even recognize it, but as I describe them, you might identify them in your life. The first one is the fear of the Lord. And that doesn't mean we're afraid of God. It doesn't mean that we're going to do what we do so we're not punished. It's not that kind of fear. It is the kind of fear. It means that we love Him and reverence Him for who He is, our loving Father, who's given us life, physical life, and also spiritual life, making us His children, and who who wants only the very best for us. So this gift is the very beginning of the other six because it actually forms the basis of our relationship with God. If we have this gift, fear of the Lord, we will be consistently and happily receptive to Him and wanting to please Him in all that we do, not just ourselves and the world around us. The second one is piety. And it doesn't mean that we walk around with our hands folded and our heads down. It means that we recognize God as the Almighty One who is all-knowing and all-good. Because of that, we worship Him, we praise Him, and we adore Him like we do today at every Mass. And we ask Him to provide for our daily needs, our daily bread, so that we can live for Him. The gift of knowledge is certainly knowing what our faith teaches us, but more so it is knowing in such a way that our minds are formed by the perfect knowledge that is God Himself, so that we can discern what is truly good and what is truly evil. Fortitude, then, is the courage to act on what is right and good and to avoid what is evil, especially when it is very difficult. It's what helps us to take up our cross daily and to persevere in following the Lord. Counsel guides our way as we search for truth in all matters, big or small. God made us to search for truth. That's what we do. And this gift guides our ability to do that by helping us to reason and to deliberate and then to act, all according to the very counsel that God Himself gives us. Through the gift of understanding, we receive the very light of Christ's own mind, given to us so that we can know intimately the deep truths of our faith, to really penetrate those truths. It's one thing to know, it's another thing to really, really know. And it also gives us an unshakable joy and confidence in the truth that we discover. With this gift, we rest securely in what we know to be truth. And the last one is wisdom. And if the fear of the Lord is the basis of all these gifts, the wisdom is what caps it all off. And St. Thomas Aquinas defines this for us as saying, it is a knowing that can be tasted. A knowing that can be tasted. And of course, that taste is God and the truths about Him, about ourselves, and about the created world that we live in. And we acquire all of this by experience that is guided by the Holy Spirit. So as we live our lives and we're open to the Holy Spirit, He will teach us and show us this wisdom about God, ourselves, and the world around us. Accepting the truth that God is God and we are not, which takes us back to the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of all wisdom. And from here, we are able to judge and set in order all things according to God's divine purpose and plan. Now, it'll be difficult, I know, for all of us to think of all seven of these operating in us throughout the day. You know, we go a little, you know, am I doing this? Is this knowledge? Is this understanding? So what you can do, it's easier to focus on just one or two of them because they work in us not so much individually but as a family. So you can imagine a hand. So the hand itself may be knowledge and the fingers are the other gifts. So they're always attached to that one we focus on. We never exclude the others. For myself, I think the gift that God has given me, at least because I have a deep hunger for it, is knowledge and understanding. And that's what I rely on a lot, but I also know that the other gifts help me in living out the knowledge and the understanding that I learn about God. So what these seven gifts do for us, and how and the why of God giving us these seven gifts, St. Paul tells us in Galatians, not in today's reading, but in another part of Galatians, He says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So the tangible experience, the tangible presence of Christ in us is seen and experienced in our living from these seven gifts. And every time we receive him in the Eucharist, as we will today, the Holy Spirit renews these gifts within us every time that we come to Mass and receive him. It happens at the moment called the epiclesis, when Father places his hands over the bread and the wine that we will soon bring up and place on the altar. He places his hand over that, over the gifts, and he calls down the Holy Spirit. That is Pentecost all over again. Because we are in the bread and the wine, our whole lives are in the bread and the wine, and when Father brings his hands over the gifts, he calls down the Holy Spirit. So it's Pentecost again. So if we all walk out of here with tongues of fire over our head, you'll know why. And like the apostles and the other disciples on that day, we are empowered for mission, for the mission that Christ gave to his church, and that is bringing him into our lives, into the world that we live in. That is the mission. So, let this be our birthday celebration today and every day of our lives, to learn, to know, and to live this power from on high that God continually pours out